Ursula Le Guin's Earthsea. Look far. Based on the novels A Wizard of Earthsea and The Tombs of Atuin. Adapted by Judith Adams.
Stop a moment. I must rest. This is the hill spine of Dragon Atuin.
One day, I want to meet a dragon.
Oh, she'll arrange it.
You chose to fight one before it attacked?
Oh, not fight. Meet. But then I was mortally afraid of the shadow. Look at the scars on my face. I knew what it could do. I couldn't be mortally afraid of dragons. I couldn't imagine them at all. And now I found out why. There is no way to imagine them. And the gleam in this dragon's eyes seemed to say so. I was taught never to look into the eyes of dragons, but it's hard not to when you're trying to measure their words.
Didn't know humans came so young into their power. Is it my treasure you want, little wizard? Or is it my help?
Neither, old one. I come to protect the people of the Western Isles. I'm here to bargain.
What can you offer me that I can't take?
Safety. Swear you won't fly east of Pendor, and I'll swear not to harm you.
You threaten me. With what? The little twig in your hand?
With my staff, yes. And your name, Yevaud.
Take my best stones, little wizard, and leave.
I don't want your stones. Yevaud!
Where's men's greed gone?
To the rich. The poor just want to raise their children in peace. Leave. Go west. Raise your children in peace, too.
I can help you, little brother. There's a horror just behind you, and you need its name as you needed mine. What is it hunts you? Name it.
If I could name it...
I sense its presence. Where you run, it always follows. Perhaps when it comes, I can help you. And it will come very soon.
That's not what I asked for. Enough! You vowed! I swear now, by your name, you and your children will never come east.
I, Yevaud of Pendor, swear.
See that line on the horizon where the sun's setting?
It glitters like the Underdoom. What is it?
The sea. A Lukvar should be waiting in a cove on that coast. We'll sail to Havner and leave your Khargad Empire behind us. Oh, they'll love you there, White Lady of the Ring. Do you have any bread?
It's the last of it. Ged, must we go to Havner?
Where would you like to go?
I want to stay back there, by the stream, with you. Make fires and eat walnuts.
Well, then we shall.
I know we can't. It's just... all I know is no use now. I have to start again. Will you stay with me in Havner?
As long as you need me. But I go where I'm sent, since they first sent me to Lothurnin.
What did you do after your dragon hunt?
Feasted with the villagers.
You're going to leave us, I think. That's why you faced the dragon.
It felt good to hunt and not be hunted.
We didn't know you were so great. A dragon lord.
Oh, just a goat herd from Gaunt, my friend. Your island, your village, it felt like home. The shadow's been back in my dreams every night. It's getting close. The dragon warned me.
Where will you go?
I suppose back to the Isle of the Wise, where it can't reach me and turn me into something like itself.
Oh, that can never be. These things, I don't pretend to understand them. But I know you're a good man, Sparrowhawk. It's a great thing you've given us, freedom from fear. I wish we could do the same for you.
Lord Sparrowhawk! Could you say a word to this wind, maybe?
How near are we to Roark? We're
better than halfway. But we've made no headway this past hour, sir.
N-E-N. Seaflare.
Turn back to our last port, Master.
By the sword, I won't! A wizard aboard, and this the handiest ship I ever sailed. Turn back!
But this storm blows against me, not you. Have you never heard of the Roark wind?
But it keeps evil powers from the Isle of the Wise, not a dragon lord.
Roark sees what I bring behind me. I can't go back, it seems. Turn.
No.
Put me down at Sayd Harbour, then you can sail where you like.
Sayd's a busy port. My spirits are low and a little confused by having no plans at all anymore. I find another boat without much caring where it sails.
What galley's this, Master?
Terranon.
I've heard that name before. Where are you bound?
North, Arvna, Hennades, Oskill.
I'd read in the lore books that in Oskill there was an ancient stone at the course of the Terranon that answered wishes. Or so its keepers said.
But let it be Oskill then, good as anywhere.
Can you pay, wizard?
I have some skill with winds.
I'm a weather worker myself. Nothing to give?
I can row for my passage.
Aye, we're sure to one over there. Three to an oar. Be quick.
Cast off! Fore and aft!
This is a slave ship.
Slaves and free souls, Kelob. They don't whip us. Though you look like the whip's been on you before now.
Caleb, what's that mean?
Red skin. You're gauntish, I think. They're all red on gaunt.
The old goat herds on gaunt. Smell. It's his coat. Where do you get it?
Grateful Islanders in the West Reach.
No wonder it stinks. What do you do, charm maggots off the sheep?
You're pushing it with a wizard, aren't you, friend?
Not your friend, nor his.
What's your name?
What's it to you, my name?
What did you say?
My name's Skior. Jump behind you. Maybe it's fear you stink of. On the run from something.
Oi! Shut your mouths and bend your arm!
Why the knife, goatherd? Afraid to fight?
I want no trouble.
Little dog fight for you.
That's an otak, not a dog. Wizards have familiars sometimes, like witches do.
Then that's the best you could find. Look, Alfred, on this boat. If the rats don't have it for dinner, I will.
How many days?
To Oskill. 10, 12. Don't worry, you'll get a rest in an hour or two. Just long enough for your muscles to seize up. First 3 days are the worst. After that, it's just horrible.
Thanks.
You did your job. These clouds are full of snow. How far are you going?
I don't know yet. Far enough. What, would you know where the court of the Terranon is?
Never heard of it.
Except more. I go that road.
Skio. I thought we were done days ago.
I go that road. Follow or not.
We walk in silence for miles. Skio keeps ahead, his hood pulled up. Hoeg won't ride on my shoulder, but hides in the pocket of my coat, under my cloak, shivering. The hills stretch out into bleak, rolling moorlands as far as I can see.
Is it far, Skio? Where's the court? How far, Skio?
Not far.
What are the stone's powers, do you know? Does it have the power of naming? Skio! Look at me!
The hood turns to me. It's full of writhing darkness, no face. The cloak slides away, and there and then, with no hesitation, the shadow stands upright, tall, and speaks one word.
Dead.
And I'm a dead man, or worse. I raise my staff. It blazes light. My scars burn like ice. I strike and strike again.
Hoeg! No!
Hoeg and her blood lie in the snow. I run, and the shadow runs with me, keeping pace, never catching up. We run until fear and the violence of my grief lifts me from the ground.
And I fly.
Fly? How?
As a hawk does. Except hawks hunt, hover, dive. I fly straight as an arrow, on and on, 1,000 miles.
Where?
East across the inner islands, back to my true home, Gaunt.
Come, wild one, here, my arm.
Welcome, pilgrim.
Hush, hush now.
What is it?
Are you messenger or message?
I named you once, I think. Come, we'll go inside.
Steady.
The fire's lit. See? I must have expected guests. You stand there. Shh, you're safe. Hey, you can let go. I wish you would, in fact. On the hearth now, where it's warm. Good. You've flown too long. A spell of changing sometimes goes too deep. The falcon's in your bones now. Have to go inside them. We'll see. It's a good job you came to me on this one. And this is magic of the dirt. Stones. It's as old as Gaunt. Dead.
Master.
Welcome back, my boy. You stay by the fire until you're dry, and then sleep. I'll hear your doings tomorrow. I must go out a while. Welcome, Ged. Welcome home.
The next day, I tell my tale. Everything that's happened since I left his house and sailed to Roke. Ogion listens, working on a rough shaft of yew wood with spellcraft and rubbing stone and knife.
So, you see, Master, I've come back to you as I left, a fool.
Well, there's a bit of scars on your cheek, boy.
Oh, I've no strength against it.
It's strange. You had enough strength to outface a dragon. You had enough strength to deny the shadow access to your soul in Oskil.
It's just luck in Oskil. And the courage of my little Otak. As for the dragon, I guessed its name.
Well, then guess the shadow's name when the time comes. Perhaps. Huh? Just open the door of your mind and let it blow in.
Archmage Genshur said it has no name.
Did he?
And what do you think?
I think all things have a name. And sometimes there are names behind names. But how did it know your name when even a dragon couldn't find it? Strange. Strange. You start your supper. I'm nearly done. What exactly did you do when it named you?
I ran. No, but first, I beat it down with my staff. Little Hoeg, she died. My fault, it's all my fault. All my friends hurt and harmed because of me.
You stay with the story, and then?
A spell. And then I threw away my staff and flew. I mean, the bird was my whole being, except brought me home.
Well, if you hadn't come straight to me, the shadow might have won after all. There was always a bitter hawk in you to start with. We'd have lost you.
And lost the shadow, too. Perhaps.
Perhaps. But why didn't it take you on Oskil as a Gebeth?
Strange. Done. You would. Now, don't lose this one. You take it and go with my blessing.
Thank you, Master. But where shall I go?
I don't know. I only know there's no safe place in the world or in changing or in death. What was it the dragon said? Where you run, it always follows. Ye vowed. That felt good, didn't it? And knocking on a dragon's front door. Why not turn around and go hunting now, Ged?
It'll be a short hunt, that's why. It wants nothing more. It's beaten me both times that we met face to face.
Third time's the charm.
I've walked with great wizards on the Isle of the Wise, but you are my true master, Ogion.
Good. Now you know it. Better late than never. But you'll be my master in the end. I'm glad you came to me, even as you did. But don't you change yourself again. You be who you are. Entirely. I've got to lock up your goats before it's too dark. And then I will sleep. And you should sleep.
I will, Master. And tomorrow, early, I go hunting.
My young falcon. You fly well. Return soon. When you can.
She's a fine little boat, friend.
Oh, been round and back, she has. Wise and crafty. Clinker built for high seas. Carries two or three easy, but happy with one. She'll bob along all night if you set her trimmings right. No doubt you have extra ways to manage. Yeah, I'll miss her, but it's time to pass her on.
What's your price?
I think you're Ogion's boy. The one sent to Rogue School. Heard you're a great mage now, but your master, he stopped the earthquake before you were ever born. Else I'd be dead, and so would most of Gaunt. If you want her, sir, she's yours, for his sake.
Oh, thank you. Your sight's failing, I think.
Oh, plenty of light still, Bess. All milky. It was the same with my father at this age. Wouldn't see the armed cliffs on my way home if I still went sailing, but I'm content. Anyway, take the boat and welcome. If I close my eyes, I can see your master well enough that day.
Keep them closed a moment. Amen. Open.
My lord, I see you, bright as topaz, and the water, sapphire. I see my house, right across the harbour, and the wife coming to look for us. Oh, I'd forgotten how much colour's in the world.
Now I'll take your boat and thank you. The paint's worn away, what's her name?
Oh, so I see. Oh, she's not as pretty as she was. I'll colour her up for you, sir, and paint an eye either side the prow, for her name's a blessing on us both today, I think. Look far, she's called.
I'm rested now. You hungry?
I'm used to it.
Let's go and find more kindness in those farms down there. Hot food, maybe. A dry straw bed. It was soon after I set sail from Gaunt on that first journey in Lukvar. I was given my half of the ring to Nar.
Our ring? Who gave it to you?
An old woman on a sand dune gave me the most precious thing in all Earthsea as a gift to a stranger. And I stuffed it in my pocket as though it counted for nothing. What had a broken ring to do with anything? Well, we were busy hunting the shadow and only just getting to know each other's ways, Lukvar and me.
How's the sail feel? Good? Oh, good work. We must be near. My scars are burning. Come on, I'm here! Aye, get the Sparrowhawk and I summon my shadow! There!
It's taken shape. It's something like a man now. Oh, you don't like daylight, do you? Look at it, cowering. Here, I'm here. What are you waiting for? Come on, let's meet it halfway. Oh, it's turning from us. It's running from us, look far. We're the hunters now.
I sailed on southwards, chasing the shadow from island to island. It seemed not to know where to go unless I chased it. And then it ran ahead. Every islander on every island I called at for food or water looked at me as if they'd seen a ghost. Finally, in the East Reach, I land on Ifish, the home of my friend, the Sorcerer Vetch.
You can't go out, not if we want to eat supper tonight.
But you could say meat pie here, now, and it would be there when you got back.
It's just a word.
Two words.
Vetch!
Avert!
You can put down your staff. I thought at least you'd know me, my friend.
Sparrowhawk. Come closer. I do. I do know you.
This is myself, Astariol.
Forgive me, Ged. This is my sister, Yarrow. Yarrow, this is Sparrowhawk.
Lord, you must be tired and hungry. Please, will you join us?
Oh, this is how a man should live.
It's one good way. Your life sounds more exciting. But tell me, when did you land here?
Today. I've been out sailing for weeks. Hunting.
I thought I saw you 3 days ago in a village up in the hills. A man who looked like you, anyway. I called and got no answer, and he disappeared eastwards. He ran, but left no tracks. When I held you off from us just now, I thought I was being tricked again.
Perhaps it was the shadow.
So now you're the hunter. I thought it hunted you.
Turn around, Ogion said. Face it. But I thought it doesn't want to face me, it seems. Although, when I stop, it stops. Tomorrow, I'll journey with new heart after this evening in your home, my friends.
You will. Because I'm coming with you.
No.
I think, yes. As I've said before, you can't take credit for everything. Anyway, either I must drown you if the shadow wins, or be the one to witness its destruction. Either way, you need me. Are you sure? Sparrowhawk, are you sure?
As a compass needle.
We're passing Astowel.
Not here.
East from Astowel, the chart's empty.
It's not on the sea, on dry land.
There is no more dry land.
That! Look, over there!
I see nothing but ocean.
Help me roar!
Why are we still as a rock?
Stay on the boat.
Where are you going?
Wait for me! Here, in the farthest reaches, the shadow waits at last. I walk towards it and it drifts, hesitant towards me, changing faces as it comes.
Change your shape or summon spirit.
Did you really think I'd accept a challenge from a boy who knows less than a goat?
What's it to you, my name?
Until we stand face to face at the doorway between worlds, hold out our arms at the same moment. Speak. Ged. Ged. And embrace.
Dario, I'm healed. hole. I'm free. Be yourself, he says. Entirely.
You see, Tanar, hospitality. That's the most important thing. Who you let into your house, Ogion said. And the greatest kindness of all is to welcome your own shadow across the threshold. You're hungry. Time to beg the hospitality of this farm here. Do you like your new clothes? Bit drab. You should wear gowns of shot silk, and you will, Unhavna. How do I look?
Like a cog.
White skin, blue eyes, you see? You see? Sister and brother. Will you take my hand?
In part three of Earthsea, based on the novels A Wizard of Earthsea and The Tombs of Atarun by Ursula Le Guin, Ged is played by James McArdle and Tanar by Aisha Khanna. Ogion is Paul Hilton and Vetch is Will Howard. The Villager is played by Mark Edel Hunt and Skeel by David Hounslow. Other parts are played by Chris Pavlow, Jessica Turner, Sam Dale, Stephen Critchlow and Aisha Antoine. Original music is composed by John Nichols. Earthsea is adapted by Judith Adams and the director is Sasha Yevtushenko.